How do you know if you're possessed? Did it not mention about six ways of understanding that? Did it not mention that? At least six or seven, or less. Oh, I mentioned about 10 of them, didn't I? Mention two.
Lack of faith.
No, I didn't mention lack of faith. I mentioned what are the symptoms, what are the signs of possession. I mentioned at least 10. Give me two of them. Allah yahfazak, Azad. Who's going to help Azad? Ahmed. Yeah, there you go. Epileptic attacks. Nightmares, frequent nightmares.
Yeah, but how would you know, like, I understand all that, but how would you, actually know that...
So you know yourself, yeah, Azad, that you are different in personality, in action, in ways. You know, a person knows his life, right? He knows his way. Suddenly he changes. And he continually changes and changes. Because if you are possessed, it just increases on you. The evil increases. Because, like I said, the symptoms, if you know the symptoms, you know it's a jinn. That's not always. You could be an epileptic person, because it's a disease. You could have that, and you might not be epileptic. But however, generally, a lot of them are.